Come on, buddy. This is gonna be a stealth mission. Don't tell me you're scared. There's nothing safer than a dark alley. Ah! Just a lovable little dolly. Okay, that's a little creepy.
Dang, this is bad. It's been nice knowing you, buddy. You scared us, you cute little guy. Boop.
And don't call me cute.
Got it.
My name is Mr. Fang. I was cursed with these big, adorable eyes and this fuzzy little body. Why are you here?
I need your help to take back the park.
This park has everything we need. Yeah!
The mayor wants to destroy everything.
I got bigger plants and trees.
An amusement park!
They're gonna destroy the park.
That's not good.
Don't you see? We're all animals. We need to look out for each other.
We are in this together.
Man, I tell you, 2017 has not just only been kind, not been kind to films in general, but the animation section has sucked ass heavily. I mean, just sucked all the ass in the world. Now, I know the Boss Baby is probably, I gotta check, maybe next to Cars, or Boss Baby probably impressing people with the money it made, but that movie to me sucked ass. And then after that, you had the Smurfs. That sucked even harder ass. Then I had the Emoji Movie, which we all know that just sucked ass. And now we're here with possibly worse than all of them, actually, to be honest. The Nut Job 2. Nutty by nature. Huh. Nutty by nature. I think they already greenlight the third one. The Nut Job 3. Nut Gobbler. Or Nut Job 3, Swallow Thy Nut. Nut Job 3, go ahead, grab my nuts. What children's family movie were they making when they thought about this title? Nutty by Nature. And I get it, too, because I somewhat remember the first one. And let me get back on my worst. And Lego Batman was probably easily the best animated film of all this year so far, or whatever. Whew, it's been a rough one for animation, I'm not gonna lie. There's been some great anime that's came out this year for movies as well, too. But we'll talk about that, I guess, when we do reviews and stuff. But as far as the mainstream American ones, ooh, Lego Batman, you are standing at the tippy top right about now. It's a shame you don't get enough love as you do, but I somewhat remember the first Nut Job, the Nut Job, and I remember pieces of it. And I remember there being a lot of fucking nut puns. There was a shitload of nut puns. So in a way, I'm kind of not as shocked as everybody else is to this title because, well, me being one of the only ones that actually saw the fucking first movie, I remember the movie in that aspect that, oh my God, it did not shy away from trying to crowbar in a nut pun. And I'm talking about Peanuts, in there as fast as nobody's business. Now, I will say, if I got to give this movie any kind of credit at all, there's not as much nut puns as there was in the first one. That said, this movie still sucks ass, and clearly you know where I'm going my rating here, but I don't want to hear a goddamn thing about the Emoji Movie now, because apparently I might be one of the only ones that saw this film too. Now, I'm doing this a little bit later than usual because, well, I didn't get a screener for this, and there was a choice in the matter where I said, huh, I can sleep in my fucking bed on a Saturday, Sunday evening, whatever it may be. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't sleeping. Saturday, I went out into a couple of events. Nice dinner. Sunday, went to a basketball game and then went drinking after that. So I think I just didn't give a fuck, basically, is what I'm trying to say here. And So the thing around here now is we get to Monday morning. Oh my God, Monday morning. I went out there. I went to go see this film. I said it's only an hour and 26 minutes. It'll fly by. Sure enough, it did. That's already, you know, a point right there. You know, or hour and 31 minutes. My bad. And I watched the movie. And at first I was like, I can see the audience is catering for. There we go. And then about halfway through the film, we met this Asian racist stereotype, voiced by none other than Jackie Chan's. I don't even really know if I can call it racist, to be honest. And then I was just like, oh, shit, you just became worse than the Emoji Movie. But then after that sequence there, I felt like I was getting fucking bored. I started to notice some shitty-ass animation effects. The rendering did not look finished at all. And then I just said, all right, movie. You are taking too goddamn long to hurry up. Let's get out of here now. I don't remember having the same effect with the Emoji Movie, so therefore, by default, this one's worse. Well, shit, the racist stereotype alone is worse in my eyes there, but I digress. Let's go ahead and get into a plot synopsis here. So, following the events of the first film, which I don't even remember this fucking sequence, I was like, really? So, apparently, the nut factory went out of business, but they left their lifetime supply of nuts down in the basement, I guess. I don't even remember that fucking part. But then again, why would I remember the movie? The movie came out in like 2013, somewhere around there, so it was like, It was kind of an afterthought. We got Will Arnett coming back, voicing Surly here, the purple, the fuck is he? Squirrel? Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're supposed to be. I don't know why. Animation sucks in here. I don't know what the hell they're supposed to be. Squirrel, sure, why not? And they're living the life, him and his gang, whatever. But you got Katherine Heigl, who plays Andy in here. She's, like, trying to teach the young ones. It's like, no, this is the easy way out. You know, we belong back in the park, fetching for our food, you know, fighting and surviving, you know, and stuff like that, just in case something ever goes wrong. Well, sure enough. I think it was the mole, voiced by Jeff Dunham. I think it was the mole. He ends up, blowing up the factory. And next, you know, they're forced to live back on the streets of whatever city this is that has a Chinatown in it. You got the mayor, voiced by Bobby Moynihan. And, fucking Gabriel Iglesias. Fuck. And you got him playing the mayor. And he's like, huh. I'm making a shitload of money in this city, but there's something that I'm not making money from, and it's kind of bothering me. That goddamn park. Let's tear it down and put a amusement park right there. Let's just tear the whole park down. I don't know how you went. You can just throw that kind of power around, turning the park out and, you know, building an amusement park. But sure, why not? And this motherfucker, I gotta tell you, there is not a single flesh of subtlety in this character whatsoever. This character just does some of the most devious shit you could see, and the townspeople, they're just like, hey, I voted for you, hi, or whatever stuff. It's just like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't know if it was supposed to be like a satire material on our presidency here or something like that, you know, whatever it may be. It just came off as kind of, well, maybe it was, actually, because I can't stand Trump supporters. So, watching this, it was just like, are y'all fucking oblivious? Look at this shit. He is clearly corrupted, but whatever. I digress. So, he's going to tear down the fort or the park, but the Surly, Andy, and the rest of them, Precious as well, the little pug dog played by Maya Rudolph, they're not going to take it. They're going to defend their park and try to stop whatever construction work that goes on. Until, it actually, who played Buddy in here? I guess Buddy is Tom Kenny. He doesn't speak at all, so I guess, he's making a comeback too. They even try to give a little backstory about how Buddy and Surly met, you know? Although nobody really gives a fuck, because I don't even think anyone that saw the first film are like, oh yeah, that's right, they were friends in there, okay. So we move forward here that the mayor, he succeeds, put his crappy little amusement park up, and it is shit. It has got safety hazards written all over, even the floor. He's just like, I don't give a fuck, as long as I can make a dollar out of it. And that's all that matters to me. And, well, it's up to the Surly and the gang to find a way to kick them out and destroy the amusement park and make sure that the park is reinstated back to their natural habitat. And hilarity ensues. There you go. There, it's somewhere in there. Hilarity is supposed to ensue. As you can tell, I'm just waking up. Voice is a little, you know. I probably got dragon's breath. I haven't brushed my teeth yet. It's early in the morning. And I'm not going to lie. I'm just sitting here going, I forgot this fucking movie already. I have literally forgotten this movie. It has been 2 days since I've seen the damn thing. And I'm sitting here going like, yeah, I don't even remember this movie, to be honest. I remember it was shit. Oh, excuse me, all the little yarn right there. I'm still tired. Woke up, got up out of my bed just for this little review here. So let me go ahead and get a sip of my cranberry. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I buy 12 packs, people. And so basically, I guess when we get into this, this movie's a fuck it. And you know what? Fuck it. It's going to get a low fuck it just for that Jackie Chan thing. You know, I haven't seen Jackie Chan in an American film in quite some time now, I must say. I've seen him in some smaller little indie films, whatever, that were either film in China or there was that shitty ass film he did with Johnny Knoxville or whatever. But for a major wide release, because this had a 4,000 theater release, this is a huge release right here for him. So it's been a long time, and to see him come in and do this Ken Watanabe from Transformers 4 performance in here, my mind was baffled and bewildered like nobody's business. This was one of the first times I actually woke up in the movie and went, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I'll play a clip right here I got for you.
My name is Mr. Fang. I was cursed.
My name is Mr. Fang. Oh. There's even a scene in the movie where he goes, oh. I think it was towards the end when fireworks and stuff went off, and then you just see him in the corner. He just goes, he tilts his head back and he goes, oh, I saw. I was like, what? Every time this dude was on screen, he was just like, oh shit. I wonder if like the few parents and stuff that was in the theater, they just went, oh hell no. No, they probably didn't give a fuck. Their retarded kid was clapping in the fucking theater and shit, so whatever.
These big adorable eyes and this fuzzy little man, but make no mistake, I'm a weapon of mass destruction.
The fucking dialogue, man, I tell you, I am a weapon of mass destruction. They still try to fucking crowbar in some puns every now and then and stuff, but Jesus Christ. It's not as bad as the first one. Trust me on this one. I remember that first one just had pun after pun. It was literally like just a pun. It should have been pun the movie, but this one, it has its few shares in there, which you just fucking cringe. You go, oh, God, stop it. But in here, it's not as much as the first one.
This the power of my 1/16th of an inch punch.
That's cute. Painfully efficient.
Gator's brother. Kung Fu Fury Punch.
My army is unstoppable. Each mouse more deadly than the last.
My army is unstoppable. Each army unstoppable like the rest. Oh.
If you're telling me that the first mouse is the least deadly, I'd like to speak with him.
Any last words?
Damn, dude, yeah, they got this dude posing in, like, fucking martial arts forms and shit like that. Like, come on, y'all. Jackie Chan is care. Damn, was the last American... I'm trying to think now. Was it the Karate Kid? Holy fuck. Oh, okay.
Cats!
Get them for immortal destruction! That's what he says after this clip ends here and stuff. He comes back and he does so many martial arts sequences. There's one point where he has a flashback sequence of how he was trained in the ways of martial arts, basically by watching this cut when he was, because he used to live in, there's a story where he used to live in the park, but he was rushed out of the park because, well, he's a mouse, that's why. People don't like mouse. So he was rushed off the Chinatown of the alley of Chinatown. Okay, I don't know how they got from this park to fucking Chinatown, but you notice some racist ass shit right here now, because Chinatown was far from that park. There was a lot more fucking alleys they could have ran to. Why the hell did they go all the way to Chinatown? That's some racist ass shit right there. Because they even show you with the film, this clip right here where they get to the alley here. They were walking for miles at least. I think they even took a taxi cab. Like, they hopped on the back of a taxi cab or whatever to get here and stuff. But sure enough, hey, we were kicked out of the park, so we moved to the nearby alley. We could... found the alley in Chinatown. So Jackie Chan is telling this story here. And I love how this review just became the Jackie Chan movie. And he's a... He's telling the story. He's like, so everybody thought I was cute and cuddly, but I wanted to show them how violent I was. So I learned the ancient ways of the martial arts by watching the TV and this master doing martial arts. There's even a flashback sequence with him wearing that fucking Raiden hat or whatever. And he's like doing his fist. He's like, oh, yes. He's got like a whole army of mouses and he's like flowing with the ki in the air and stuff like that. I was just like, oh my fucking god. Even at the end of the movie when they move back to the park, there's a shot of them in the park where like you get all the mouths tied together and they're all like with one knee up in the air and they're forming their ki together to move with the wind of the air. Oh, I saw. I was like, oh man, come on, dog. You can't be. Damn, they literally did a slow motion martial arts sequence with Jackie Chan's character towards the end too here.
Mesh with the little guy. Oh.
Please accept my formal resignation.
Holy fuck, the animation in this sequence looked like shit. I gotta tell you, too, another thing here. So, I thought the voice work was whatever. I will say, the animation at first didn't bother me until we got to this one sequence where Andy's character, they go looking for another part, and they get to this part, that which we find out later is a golf course here, and they do this one shot in the background where the sun is beaming and stuff like that. That shit looked like a painting. It didn't even look like it was animated. It looked like someone literally took a canvas painting and stuck it in the background of some puppet green screen characters or something like that. It looked awful. And it was up until that point I started to notice. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna start paying attention to the background here. And I started looking more in the background. And I was like, holy shit, man. This animation looks like garbage. I was like, oh my god. I mean, I'm almost giving credit to the Smurfs films animation earlier this year for looking better than this, but Jesus Christ. But then again, I will say, compared to Smurfs, though, that was a Sony film. They probably should have had money for that. Boss Baby, DreamWorks film, they had money for that. This is Open Roads film. This movie probably cost about a fucking $10 million budget or something like that. So I guess I can't really shit on their budget and fuss hand here. Gabriel Iglesias in here is Jimmy, and you just want him to, you just want to take a fucking cyanide pill and put a bullet to your fucking head. If you hear Gabriel Iglesias' voice in this movie, that motherfucker makes you want to jump out of a window and slit your fucking throat on the way down just to make sure that there is no coming back. I mean, Jesus Christ, this guy sucks ass, okay? Every time he popped up on screen or whatever, I was just like slouching my chair. I was like, get this guy the fuck off screen, please, whatever. Katherine Heigl, she's whatever. I'd even say Will Arnett. You know, there was something about Will Arnett in here. I was just like, I'm not feeling his voice work in here. I don't know. Maybe it's just because of the character he's playing, whatever, and stuff. I kind of see that character having that Will Arnett voice here. But I'm not going to lie. There was some parts in here where I was just like, I think the animation was just so bad that the mouth wasn't moving or the animation just didn't fit the voice itself or whatever. I can't find a way to describe it, but there was times where it just caught me off. I was just like, eh, I don't really see it here. You know, it's funny, especially for Will Arnett, because I'm like, you know, Will Arnett is Batman. I don't know how the fuck is it possible for you to do possibly the best animated film of the year and also the worst animated film of the year. Like, I don't know how that's possible, but hey, he managed to do it, and he pulled it off here this year in 2017. Hey, Will Arnett is... he's from Canada, too. Fuck. All right, let's get off here. Anyway, this movie just sucks flat out. I had to get to it or whatever. I think the plot itself is just boring as fuck, and it makes no sense, too. You got this guy who's done nothing but corrupt shit, and all of a sudden, he gets arrested at the end. I'm talking about the mayor here. He gets arrested at the end, him and his little ugly fucking troll of a daughter here. And you're trying to wonder, why did he get arrested again? Because the amusement park was shit and it fell apart and stuff like that. But it's just like, really? That's why he got arrested? Not all the corrupt shit, taking bribes he was doing in front of people and stuff. The countless buckloads of money, the phone calls he would make, that was just like, that was like, man, you need to wiretap this dude's phone and stuff like that, you know. Hiring these exterminators, pretty much destroying the park itself. I mean, what the fuck else do you need? Goddamn. But because he did, because he made a shitty carnival, which, by the way, people at this carnival, too, yeah, it's gonna blow your fucking mind. These people, there's a red carpet here, people. And it's the upper class people of the city. And they're wearing tuxedos and they're drinking champagne and stuff like that. I was like, what fucking carnival are they at right now? Whatever. Cause it gets to here, where we get to this point, is they make point to notice it too when the animals start to attack. They say, get the guy in the white tuxedo. I'm like, why the fuck are you wearing a white tuxedo at an amusement park opening? What? The longer it went on, it was just like scratching your head, baffling of just the confusion of what was going on. And I'm confused as to why I even went 21 goddamn minutes with this review. This movie is straight up just, man, it's just a fuck it without a doubt. It's probably easily the worst animated film this year I saw. I was giving credit to some because I hated all the animated movies this year except for Lego Batman here, so... This might take the cake a little bit more on, so just because of the sheer cheapness that it looked on itself. I mean, at least with the other ones, I can say, well, at least the animation comes out fine. They may not be my cup of tea, especially with DreamWorks anime, because all the animation, they don't even fucking try. They have a blueprint layout and just say, just copy and paste that shit over here to the next film. I mean, they're probably the fucking laziest when they come to their animation. Doesn't look no different, looks the same whatsoever. There's no upgrade, no degrade. It's just flat out right in the middle. You could damn near make a fucking universe with their movies if you feel like it here. But even this one, it was like there's probably an excuse for it because it's Open Road Films. I'm assuming they don't have DreamWorks money. Well, shit, DreamWorks don't even have DreamWorks money nowadays. But there was a lot of animation glitches I saw in here. And then the rendering and some aspects looked like shit. The voice work was whatever until we got to Jackie Chan. It was just like, oh. Oh, that's terrible, man. The plot itself, I thought was just boring as fuck. I mean, beyond just boring too, whatever. And they tried to make this look like it was action-packed too by putting in slow motion sequences, and just like, oh my god, you're just making the movie like 20 seconds longer. Please stop it. I mean, I heard some kids in the theater clapping, but I was like, man, what the fuck would they know? So I'm pity like that. Anyway, though, yeah, this is gonna get a little fucking. My time really was wasted watching this movie. Hell, my time was wasted reviewing this movie. That's clearly why I didn't put this review out on time. I was like, I really don't give a fuck, to be honest here. And it kind of shows, actually, with this review. So, yeah, fuck this movie.
You want to stop the bear and his goons? It's squirrel season. It's going to take everyone.
What should we do?
Try to not get killed.
I'll try. But I can't make any promises.
Individually, we might be tiny. But together, we're giants.
Wow, I'm not classically trained.
Go get him, boys!
I'm a weapon of mouse destruction.
Drink him!
Mangy little rodents think they can stop me.
This is gonna be fun.
Mr. Fang!
But he's so cute!
That reminds me. Don't call him cute.